Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We're live here at Ford Ice Center in Bellevue. Predators training camp ongoing. Had Barry Trotz in the first hour. If you missed that or anything, it's all on YouTube. It's on the podcast as well. You can subscribe. Just search for Chasing Big Joe or 102.5 The Game, and you can find all that. And it's always at thegamenashville.com. Teron Davenport has put out right tackle. J.C. Latham is out. Gosh. Sunday versus the Colts. Hadn't practiced all week, so wasn't feeling good there. Let's see. TD also reporting Marcus Harris will likely get some time at Gunner if Bryce Oliver, who hasn't practiced this week, is unable to go on Sunday.
No. Bring Restrepo up, man.
Well, Harris has been on the team playing Gunner. You want Restrepo as receiver or Gunner?
Everything. I don't give a damn. Put him in. Let him run the single wing with Restrepo.
Oliudo and John Ojoku both took reps this week at right tackle. Brian Callahan said he's still weighing out who will play. Udo got thrown in there in Denver when Latham got hurt. Ojoku started last week and struggled.
Oh, gosh.
Brian Callahan said there's a shot the Titans play Jalen Armour-Davis this week, given Jarvis Brownlee's ankle injury. Quote, we've tried to get him up to speed over the last week or two, and he's about where we want him to be to play for us.
Okay, all right. Give a guy an opportunity. Get in there. They've got the history of, don't they, that Denard, Wilson, and him from the Ravens or somewhere along the line, they knew each other. So I'm good with that. Guys need an opportunity, and here's your opportunity to step up and get it done.
So Latham did not practice. Brownlee did not practice. Sweat did not practice. Oliver did not practice. Zeitler did not practice.
Who did practice?
Sneed, Mullings, Winston Jr., the all practice, and Tajay Spears worked on the side field, according to TD.
This offensive line, I mean, it's nothing's, here we go again.
Nothing's changed.
Here we go again, right? I mean, it's just throw a guy in there, guy's injured, Zeitler's not doing – it's just – I don't know. This franchise has just been hit – with the bat, I mean, it was good in 19 when you had Saffold and Lawan and who else?
You know what's so funny? Everybody used to bitch about Saffold. He was really good.
He was gigantic.
Like he was, but I feel like everybody complained about him, and I thought he was good.
That line in 19 was pretty damn good.
Yeah, so it was Lawan, Saffold, Jones. Who's the right tackle? All right, guard. He chugged the beer.
Davis?
Not Nate Davis. Nate Davis was on the team, but he didn't start in 19.
You sure? He might have.
Was
actually.
It Quentin Spain?
Quentin Spain. Quentin That's
Spain?
What I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And then right tackle was Saffold? Conklin.
Conklin. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hell of an offensive line.
Yeah.
And
it was good.
Dismantled. They were pretty good, man.
Well, that's one that
Quentin Spain.
I've always been curious about of why they let Conklin walk. I mean, I'd have paid him because he'd still be the right tackle.
Well, I mean, he got injured in that playoff game versus the Patriots in 17. He was great, man. And then that was good. You had LaJuan and him, the bookends. You know, it reminded me of Roos and Stewart for so many years. It was great.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work out that way. I hate it now that this offensive line had a lot of promise, and now these guys can't stay healthy and stay together on the field. So now you're going out an offensive line with left tackle Dan Moore, left guard Skoronski, Cushenberry, Zeitler's out. Who's going to take his spot? I mean, he hadn't practiced all week. And now you got a right tackle who sucks.
Yeah. You're in the same boat that you were really last year.
Good Lord.
One so with all that stink said, and this guy sucks and then I suck.
with all that said, I wish Callahan had interesting drops like that, but he doesn't.
He has zero.
With all of that said, they don't win Sunday. They're 0-3. And they lose by a touchdown. I mean, Is the argument done? Like to me, like is it just do it or
no?
Or do you think? Because like I listened to DVD talk about this yesterday, and they referenced us and the conversations that we've had, and they referenced Robbie and Rex Road, and you know I don't think we flat out said fire him, today. But I think we both are in agreement that. Look, it's clearly not working, and he is a part of the problem. Uh-huh. And the head coach cannot be a part of the reason that you're losing. And if the head coach continues to make mistakes that contribute to you losing games, then he probably doesn't need to be the head coach anymore. That's where we're at.
Right.
But we're also, you know, we're realists of knowing that, okay, they probably won't fire him three games in. Like, I don't see Josh McDaniel getting fired this weekend, and they're 0-3. They were in that game last night. They had they honestly could have won that game, but the quarterback
Mike
threw
Mike McDaniel.
What'd I say?
Josh McDaniel.
I meant Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They were in a Denard Walker, Denard Wilson, Josh McDaniel.
All. We know what you're talking about.
Potato, potato.
Look, I think it gets to the break.
I do
give
too.
Him to the break, right? And so,
or at least that West Coast trip.
At least now we'll like, all right, yeah, you know what? You had a season and a half. They pulled the plug on Wizenhut, a season and a half. You know when you know. Go out and win Sunday, right? Go to Houston, knock them off. You're sitting there like, all right, we're 2-2. Split the West Coast road trip. I'm the positive guy. You're 3-3.
Yeah.
Then you come back, you got Vrabel. You kick his ass. You're 4. Now it's all good. But you got to win games. I don't want the you lose 23-20. That does me no good, Chase.
You know what the sad part is, though? When you say when you know, I think we know.
Yeah. If you're losing 32-30, you're still losing.
Yeah. Right.
You're still losing. I don't care. Well, they're making progress. No, you're really not because you're still losing games.
No. And look, I think, do I think the quarterback is
Tell me
progress?
Why.
Yes.
Tell me why they win Sunday. I mean, Robbie's on this little kick, and I can't tell if he's joking or not. Now, by the way, Robbie and Rex are my favorite radio show. Why do you think they win Sunday? Give me why they win Sunday. Without looking at your computer, tell me why they win Sunday.
The hotel that the Colts are staying at gets on lockdown and they won't let them out.
Okay, by forfeit.
I mean,
you pull the alarm at 2 a.m. Tell me why.
The bus breaks down. I mean, the only positive thing I can tell you is that Cam Ward just makes an unbelievable play that helps him win the game. But right now through two games, the Colts are by far the better team.
The Colts would come in and run the football with Jonathan Stewart. Are you going to stop him?
Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor. Who's Jonathan Stewart? Who's that guy? Folks, I'm sorry. This is the worst radio show in America, and we apologize. Thanks for sticking with us. Wasn't he on Home Improvement?
Who's the guy on Home Improvement? Some people on YouTube agree with you.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas? Was that guy's name on Home Improvement?
Yeah.
What's the Colts running back's name?
Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor. Yeah. Who's Jonathan Stewart?
I think he
– Does he host the Daily Show?
No, that's John Stewart.
John Stewart. Damn
was it. Wasn't he the – wasn't there a running back for the Panthers?
Yeah. Jonathan Stewart, right?
That's
yeah.
correct.
Yeah, all that's right. what it is.
Thank you. It's Friday, man. I'm already
was
on
that,
Monday.
Was that their version of Smash and Dash? It was Jonathan Stewart and another guy.
Did D'Angelo Williams was with them?
Maybe.
Little Man Stewart, James, that was in Knoxville. Okay, and Aaron Hayden. Okay, all right, I'm good now. But anyway, the Colts are going to come in and run the ball on Sunday. Try to stop us.
It was D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart, later known as Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so I just don't think that there's nothing to tell me they're going to win. And look, if I'm the Colts, I'm sitting the farm at Cam Ward. The longer he gets in the pocket, he can pick you apart. When he's running for his life, he ain't doing that. I'm sitting – and your offensive line's terrible, coming at you.
Thomas on a car phone. Joe, they're going to win with Cam Ward and the strep.
Poor strep. The strep will be showing me my seat on Sunday.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to call him up Sunday. You're going to talk about it for 2 hours on the pregame show from 9:30 to 11:30 at John Bon Jovi's on Broadway with you, Derek Mason and Chris Sanders.
Best show ever, man.
You will have that to talk about. First play, 25 yards across the middle. Strep goes up, catches it, and then just gets his head taken off by a corner and he's out.
But I'll take it because that shows me that I'm right. There's a little promise there with this guy. I can't wait if they make him active on Sunday. I'm telling you.
They're not going to.
Uncontrollable.
Gary says, Chad and Big Bo is my favorite sports talk show in Nashville.
We know a whole – I don't know much about nothing, but I do know nothing. That's where we're going to do this. No, I just think that there's no – you need hope in the world, right, in everything you do. What's the hope? The kicker's good. And I love putting out my Jeff Fisher meme when he makes 8 field goals again. That's great. By the way, the kicking ball thing has got to go. These kickers are too good.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it. It's like the baseball when they didn't juice the baseball or didn't juice the whatever they did. You knock all the home runs in 98, which helped get people back in baseball and all that other stuff. I don't like the kicking ball. I don't like it. Why can't you just use a regular football that's out there? Too bad. These guys are too good. These are too good. They're making 60-yard field goals with no problem.
Yeah.
All because of the kicking ball they get out there.
No. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You can weigh in on anything that we are talking about today, including do you have any sense of belief at all that the Titans have a snowball's chance in hell of winning on Sunday? 615-737-1025. And, of course, as I mentioned, you can go to John Bon Jovi's before you head to Nissan Stadium for the pregame show with Big Joe, Derek Mason, and Chris Sanders from 9:30 to 11:30, and it's all brought to you by Parman Tractor and Equipment, Old National Bank, Circa Sportsbook Kentucky, and Tennessee Brew Works here on 102.5 The Game.
Tell me why. Yes. Tell me why they win Sunday. I mean, Robbie's on this little kick, and I can't tell if he's joking or not. Now, by the way, Robbie and Rex are my favorite radio show. Why do you think they win Sunday? Give me why they win Sunday. Tell me why they win Sunday.
There it is. Don't you just feel better when you hear this song?
Always.
Little Backstreet Boys. Of course, we're a little more an in sync show because.
Yes, we are.
Because of our friend Chris. So, you know, nothing against the Backstreet Boys, but.
Everything against the Backstreet Boys.
That's how it is. 615-737-1025. A few of you are calling in with some score predictions. I mean, is there a chance in you know what that they can win on Sunday? Robbie Stanley is a believer that they can. And look, I'll tell this story real fast, and then we'll get your calls and texts. You know, yesterday was the anniversary of my dad passing. So the next day, he died on a Saturday. The next day was Sunday. And that night, Saturday night, I get home, and I'm in this daze and everything, and our buddy Ricky's texting me. It's like midnight, and he's like, you know, hey, we had made plans to go watch games the next day, and he's like, I get it. You probably just want to chill at home. And I was like, no, I need to get out. You know, mom told me to go. Like, I let's just go watch the Titans. They're playing Seattle in the afternoon. And I right before I went to sleep, I said, hey, Cowboys, Raiders, Titans all win tomorrow. Put it in a parlay. And he wrote back and he's like, Chase, they're all heavy underdogs. I go, yep, they're going to win. And so we did. And early games, the Chargers. The Raiders beat the Chargers. But then the Raiders won on like a last second field goal, something like that. So it all came down to the Titans and the Seahawks. And the Seahawks were beating the crap out of the Titans in the first
half.
That's
right.
Like, it was not a game at all. And Derrick Henry went nuts in the second half. And I think that was the only touchdown that Julio Jones had as a Titan, too. They end up storming back. It goes to overtime. And I just remember with tears in my eyes and Buffalo Wild Wings just saying, give the ball to Derek, give the ball to Derek, give the ball to Derek, and they end up winning the game. So
33-30 in overtime.
Yep. So if there were a chance, that is this weekend, because we call it the Big Chuck Parlay, it will have its fourth iteration, then that's the only chance I give them is divine intervention that they win. Because right now I don't see much. Adam in Portland wants to weigh in. Adam, I know you're going to bring the heat. What you got?
I love that. That's a great story, dude, by the
way. It's like, a good one.
I like feeling like that on a Friday, especially with this football team. So, no, I think we're going to get thwarted, dude. And usually I very rarely pick against the Titans, but I think it's going to be one of those games where it's like 31-3 or 31-0 Colts just – trounce us, man. I think, and I hope it's bad enough that it gets our coach fired, because I'm looking at everything I could do to get the coach fired at this point. So whatever it takes to get there, I'm okay with. But like, I don't see. I've looked at every matchup across the board. I don't think we have one good matchup. And so I picked us to beat the Broncos. I think we should have beaten the Broncos, and then the Rams. I picked us to beat them, and it was a good game until it wasn't. but I feel like the Colts are a horrible, horrible matchup for us.
Adam, let me ask you this before you hang up. Because I'm not saying I disagree with you. I've kind of looked at it as, what good does it really do if you fire him right now? So what would be your plan? Let's say they lose on Sunday. She fires him on Monday or Tuesday. What's your plan moving forward?
Well, let me answer that with this. Do you see the Colts resurgence, right? Like, I don't think they're fool's gold. I think Ursay's daughter is like new sheriff in town, baby, new sheriff. So y'all better get to it. So, but look, hey, they got to do something at the top, man, and it'll trickle down. I don't know what it is, but Callahan coming in right off the bat going, number one, I can't block for this special quarterback, and number two, I don't know the damn rules. Like, all that does not sit well with me. So with that, I'd say anybody else would be better. I don't know, the special teams guy, McCoy, whoever. Give somebody else a shot that's actually an opportunity for us to get behind a guy, because Callahan's lost everybody.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 615-737-1025. Look, it's just, I'm not saying I disagree, but, you know, it's just, again, is it going to change a whole lot? Wes in Clarksville, Monday we will be talking about when will they fire Cali. They won't even score. I'm waiting for Big Jeff to say nobody is punting on us. I think Sunday is going to be bad. I think we will get shut out.
I think if they lose on Sunday, I think there's a fire sale coming. I think it's coming soon.
I think I would make the argument that there should be.
There, heck yeah, there should be. You're 0-3.
Basically, everybody not named Cam Ward is movable.
For the most part. I keep Skoronski. I like Skoronski.
Yeah.
Let's be smart about this. I mean, there's a few people they'd like to get rid of. But they're stuck with Ridley. Thanks, Rand. Because nobody wants Edward Scissorhands who can't catch.
I mean, you still shop him. But
yeah, nobody wants to pick up that contract. I mean, that's ridiculous. But I just think to keep him now, you know, winning turns this whole thing around. But, again, you go on a three-game road trip to a division opponent in Houston. Arizona's playing really well. Who knows about the Raiders? The Raiders game.
They're going to lose both those games.
The Raiders game is the most winnable game of those three.
The only – if they don't win this weekend, I don't see a win before Vrabel comes back.
Before Vrabel comes back.
unless you go – like, I don't think Houston's very good, so maybe you go steal one in Houston. I don't know.
Let me tell you something.
But I don't think they're beating Arizona, and I don't think they're beating the Raiders.
That weekend, October 18th and 19th, you got LSU rolling into town to take on Vanderbilt.
Yep.
You've got Tennessee going to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama. And then you got our guy Vrabel rolling in on a Sunday. What a great sports weekend that is. But if you're 0-6 and Vrabel comes to town and lays a smackdown on you, you know Vrabel would go 1-16. That one win is against the Titans. Then all hell's breaking loose. We know it. I mean, we just know that's going to happen this way. So that's, to me, that's the line of demarcation. That game. I mean, that's the game. You got to show me something by that game. If not, you're gone. They got a game after that, right? I think after New England, there's one more game. Maybe two.
After New England, before the bye?
I think there's 2 weeks. The bye is week 9, right?
Hang on. I had it pulled up.
Because it's Houston, then Arizona.
All right, Indy at Houston, Arizona, or at Arizona, at Vegas, New England here, at Indy, Chargers here, and then the bye in week 10.
The Chargers are so good. They are so good.
They could be 0-9.
Oh, then you're gone. Then you're gone.
Well, if he makes it to 0-9, then she needs to fire herself. I mean, but they all need to get fired. But get every last one of them out. If they go 0-9 and don't make a move, then I want them all gone.
You just stand there with a picket sign.
I am send them to Memphis. I don't care.
What about if they don't?
Soccer team can have the new stadium.
I could see you over there at St. Thomas throwing eggs at cars in the parking lot. Get out of here, boy! Get out! Get going!
That's just Catherine from accounting. I don't care. She's out too.
Oh my gosh!
Me and Adam in Portland. We are not staying on this.
One of the worst case scenarios. What we're seeing happen right now. I mean, again, you don't beat the Colts. 3-game road trip. You come back and here. So the next home game is it Vrabel after this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But here's the thing. I think she either needs to do it before that game or after the second Colts game. Like, she can't do it right after that game because then it'll be like, oh, well, because then the narrative is going to be like, well, you shouldn't have fired Vrabel. You're pissed off that you fired Vrabel.
This is all great.
Stay away from that. Either do it before or a few weeks after.
A Hollywood screenwriter could not come up with this. This is really good things that are happening. But, look, you got to take care of business on Sunday. The Colts roll in here. You haven't played that well against them in years at home. I think you've won once maybe, right, in the last 10 or 12 years and try to figure it out. But I'm looking at the Colts roster. I'm like, there's no way it stands out, but they're playing for a purpose.
Y'all are playing
for a purpose.
Yeah, they are. Jim Irsay. Mm-hmm. Y'all are bringing the passion today. 615-737-1025. Trey, Eric, hold on for me. I'll get your calls coming up next. And jump in if you want to, plus some texts. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game.
As I've said time and time again, I will never shy away from saying that I have extremely high expectations for our football team and really our entire organization. I expect us to build a team that is going to have sustained success and bring Lombardi trophies to the city of Nashville. I am confident that we have put the right pieces in place to bring that goal to life and build a future that Titan fans will be proud of.
Probably not.
Oh, that was good, Dr. Crane.
Oh, that's great.
What scripted press conference was that?
That was the day right after they fired Mike Vrabel.
Oh, my gosh. What is she? She sounds like me trying to build a Lego set. I'm going to get this thing to be the best thing ever. I'm going to build it perfectly and all the blocks in place. Oh, man. Dr. Crane, that was excellent. Good job on that.
Oh, well done. Well done. 615.
Shoot that thing.
737-1025. What chance you give the Titans on Sunday? Oh, a lot of you have brought the heat today. Trey, you're up next. What's up, Trey?
Hey, what's up, bro? How y'all doing?
We're good.
Hey, I think they have a slim to none chance of winning this game. Because, number one, they should have went out and got Tre'Varius Ward. Now he's on the Colts, and he's going to shut that whole side of the field down. And he's mad
injured.
Because of
he's injured. He's injured.
He's injured?
Yep.
Oh,
I don't think he plays.
Oh. But, yeah, I don't think – what you think Kevin Ridley's going to do on Sunday? Because
drop balls?
Hey, he's going to drop the ball. And then Tony Pollard, we're going to get down there in the red zone. They're going to put butt on the football, and the football going to drop on the ground like it always do. I don't have no confidence in Tony Pollard. And I've been saying this for 2 years. It's just like, you know, he doesn't fumble all the time, but in crucial situations, he fumbles. And I don't give us much chance of winning. We can win, but it's slim to none. And y'all have a good day. Thank you.
Thanks, Trey. Appreciate you. I feel like people – yes, he did have a key fumble last week. So, I there is that. But Pollard's been fine. Pollard is the least of their issues right now.
Right.
No, they got a lot of issues, but he's the least of them.
Well, at least Tre'Varius Ward was on the injured report yesterday, and so he did not practice. So, I don't think he'll play, but – for MTSU, I mean, I hope to see him out there on Sunday, but you never know.
Let's see. Larry from Columbia says the Titans have a snowball's chance if the game ends in the first half.
That's
very true. They've struggled in the second half. Eric wants to weigh in on our phone line. Eric, what's up?
First of all, guys, go Hillsboro. I'm a Hillsboro Burl, so I'm hoping to beat Glenn Cliff tonight.
I'll be there calling the game. You can listen right here on 102.5.
Yeah, yeah. And, guys, as far as Pollard, I don't really blame him. If you remember when he had that fumble, the play before, we had a penalty. It was second and short. We backed up 5 yards, and then he fumbled. So, I hate that. But here's the thing. I give us a 50% chance, guys. Guys, I'm not sold on the Colts. I'm not bought in on Daniel Jones. I still think he's going to implode probably before the season. And the Colts were very, very fortunate to win last week because of a leverage penalty, which that's one of the weirdest things. A lot of people felt like that penalty shouldn't have been called. But, listen, I think we're going to play close. I don't know if we'll win, but I'm still just tired of hearing, we got to fire Callahan. And let's say you do that. My feeling is if you're going to fire everybody, I don't want to keep rotating general managers and coaches and everything. Get rid of everybody, bring in a whole new thing instead of doing that. Because if you do fire them, then everybody going to say, well, let's tank for the first pick. And how's that been working out? I'm just tired of just the cycle of keeping firing everybody. We're becoming dysfunctional like Cleveland Browns, and the only other organizations that are closer, Carolina and the Jets. So we're right now in the bottom five organizations in the NFL. Guys, it's not going to work if we keep doing this because the successful organizations are stable organizations, and right now we're instable. And as long as this continues, I just believe it's not going to change. It's just going to be the vicious cycle over and over again. Guys, y'all take care. We'll talk again soon.
See you, buddy.
Unfortunately, Eric, I think – you
look,
might be right.
If it's not working, it's okay if you get fired. It's not if it's not working, it's not working. That's okay. You move on. And look, nobody wants to fire a coach every 2 years. Nobody wants to do that, obviously. But if it's not working and you know it's not going to work, then why? What's the old? There's a great Japanese proverb that says, "The quicker you realize you're on the wrong bus, the quicker you need to get off." That way, if you stay on that wrong bus a long time, your return trip's going to be really bad. Get off the bus if it's not working and move on. That's fine. Teams do it all the time. You have, I think he has until the Vrabel game, game 7, to show that he's got something going on. I know he didn't draft a lot of the players, but still, coaches get teams all the time, right? They acquire teams and other players. You make it work. If it doesn't work, you move on. That's simple. But if you're 0-6, 0-7, you ain't sticking around.
615-737-1025. This says Chris has beef with this convo. So, Chris, where's the beef?
Can you hear me?
We got you.
All right, guys. Hey, look, I listen to you guys all the time. I love you. You're great. This negativity is unwarranted. If you look at the best teams in the NFL, their teams that stick with the coach. They play the long game, and every I realize y'all are talk radio, and you gotta like whatever drum up ratings or whatever.
Yeah, that's what we do.
We need to hang in there, man. I went to that game last week. I go to every game. Sit out in the frickin' heat. I'm on the sun side. It sucks this time of year. But the point is. Let's stay the course here. I mean, let's play the long game. I'm also a Vanderbilt fan. We're going to fire Clark Lee after whatever he went, 2-10 and 0-10 and blah, blah, blah. Well, I mean,
don't compare college to pros. Don't.
Stay the course.
Don't go anywhere.
You can do two things at one time. Y'all are smart people, but relatively smart anyway.
Don't go anywhere. Don't compare the pros to the college, because the college you get a little more leeway and a little more levity to do this.
Bigger rosters.
If you sit there and tell me what you saw on Sunday was good, what did you like Sunday that was good?
No, there was nothing I liked Sunday that was good. And you know, it was painful. The second half was painful. But I'm prepared to play the long game, and I don't think this guy's a bad coach. We got a bad roster. It takes time to turn the damn thing. You've been watching the damn Cowboys thing on Netflix or whatever that is. It takes a minute, okay? And not everybody's going to have a Herschel Walker trade that suddenly puts them in the paradise, all right? But we gotta hang in there, all right? It's going to take a minute. Let's be patient. You know, there's 3 years ago, we were the best team in the league, all right? And then 7-4, and then all hell breaks loose. But no, you know, and yeah, do I like the ownership? No. Can we change that? No. What can we do? Let's stay the course, give it some time, be patient, all right? This game, this NFL is tough. Look at my man Haslam. I mean, he's doing everything he could possibly do to have a winner, and what's that done for him, right? He's throwing money at it and doing this and doing that. It's hard. It's tough. Every week's tough. So, yeah, would I like to win some more games? Sure. Let's hang in there. I think we're on the right path, and I'm tired of the negativity. I'm tired of the who's our new coach, blah, blah, blah. All right.
Well, Chris, let me ask you this. He's He's 3-16 in 19 games. So if, you know, I get you want to hang in there, and I respect that. But, like, what else do you want us to talk about? There's nothing good with this team right now. I mean, the quarterback is the bright spot because he's young and got a ton of potential. But there's really not a lot of positive to talk about.
Yes, I agree. Y'all are in the business. I get it. But
it didn't have anything to do with being in the business.
Your record is what your record is. You're 3-16. If you sit there on Sunday and tell me you saw something that made you smile and happy on Sunday, you just said you had nothing to tell us. Do you think we sit there like, all right, how can we bring the negativity? Like Chase said, he's 3-16. It's his team. You're the head coach. You're the head coach. This is your team now. So don't blame anybody else. It's your team.
Joe, we're littered with teams that have gone 3-20 and then, you know, two through those guys, right? How about we hang in there? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we are, like, you know, sending our kid to the bad teacher, right? But I don't know that. You don't know that. Nobody knows that. So how about we hang in there for a couple of years, stop fucking talking about this stuff. You will not curse on this show.
Chris, got to run on that. Thank you.
Here's what I was trying to say. If you get on the wrong train, get off at the next station. The longer you stay on that train, the more expensive the return trip will be. That is what's going on right now. If it's not working and you know it's not going to work, it's okay to move on that way. We saw the Wizenut, and what happened? You got Malarkey, and Malarkey begat Vrabel, and you won games. You got to the playoffs. You know, it's just – it's very – look, we share your frustration. We don't want to come on here all day and talk about a 3-16 football team. We would love nothing better for them to beat the Colts on Sunday. That'd be great. But right now they're telling me and showing me that they can't win games. Until they do, I won't believe it.
Yeah, look, Chris, I appreciate your call, and you are welcome anytime, and thank you for listening, and I appreciate that. I don't – like, I'm looking at the text line. I'm listening to other calls on this show, on other shows, and I'm not going to sit here and, you know, paint a picture of beautiful clouds and unicorns and birds chirping and singing and everything over at Nissan Stadium, because that's simply not the truth. And it hasn't been good – in what, 5 years? 4 years? I mean, 2021 was when they went to the playoffs as the number one seed and they lost to the Bengals. And since then, the organization has fired a general manager with a winning record mid-season, albeit, yes, after some bad draft classes. And certainly, you know, we had him on the show. We talked about those things. There was certainly an argument for his dismissal at the end of the season, but her timing was terrible and it wrecked the year, and you cannot convince me otherwise. Then she has a good coach who, albeit, could be a bit of an a-hole sometimes, and, you know, maybe the message had gotten, you know, had been lost, and she makes that move and, quite frankly, brings in someone that I was a fan of and had a lot of potential. But to me, he's not head coach material, and things have progressively gotten worse. Oh, and I forgot to mention the general manager that was a nice guy, but he fell asleep on the plane and didn't do anything. Like, right. I mean, he just didn't. He did not do anything. And so I can't sit here and be Captain Positivity, everything is beautiful, when it's not.
Here's a great text from a friend of ours. When you look out the window and see it's pretty, talk about how pretty it is. When you look out the window and you see it raining and storming, don't talk about how pretty it is. You can lose your credibility.
Right. And, like, the other thing I want to address too, Chris, and a lot of people say this, we don't just throw stuff against the wall on this show to see if it will stick. There are some people that do that. And you see it on ESPN and big outlets, and that's the shock jock thing. And, you know, I'm choosing my words carefully, but we don't do that. And so this isn't just to, you know, we got to do the show and all that. We're giving our opinions. And our opinion is the team freaking sucks. That's the opinion right now. And I wish it was different. I would love to come on this show on Monday saying, hot damn, they got to win. They played hard. They beat the Colts. Cam looked good, and they got to win. I really hope we can do that. But until I see it with my own two eyes, I'm not going to believe it because they've done nothing to convince me that they can do that.
You're right, man.
This team has done nothing to convince me that they are a winning football team. That's it. That's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. 615-737-1025. We'll continue the discussion and wrap up hour number two next. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 The Game. We need some help. That is true. 615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Tune in tomorrow as Vandy returns to First Bank Stadium. Pregame at 5, kickoff at 6:30 as they take on Georgia State. And Vanderbilt football is presented by Gary Force Acura, Jimmy Kelly Steakhouse, and Smoky Mountain Tops. Having a spirited discussion on the Titans. I feel like a majority agree with us that there's nothing positive to talk about. You know,
but yeah, we're the bad guys, though,
yeah,
right? Is that where
yeah.
we are, the bad guys on this? It's ridiculous.
Justin says, I'm a huge Titans fan, have been ever since they got here, but I can't look at this team, this organization, and this coaching staff and say there is much to cheer for or believe in. I thought he was going to be like, I can't look at you anymore. They're just plain bad. If they win Sunday, great. Go out and do it again. String some wins together that can give us a reason to call in and pump your tires.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, I will say this.
Bottom line.
Chris, if you're listening, if they win on Sunday, I expect you to call in Monday and have your victory lap. Because I'm all about, if you're right on something, you deserve your victory lap. I'm all about it. So, and look, I hope they do. I really do. I hope they win. So there you go. Brian says, y'all can talk about how good the concession stand food is or something. If you want to be positive, even that's too damn expensive.
That is too expensive. No, and again, I mean, that's just, you know, it's like, why you guys want him fired? No, I mean, look, you have to prove yourself, and you got until that game against, I'm not saying now or next week or the week after if you're 0-4, 0-5. But if you're sitting there at 0-6, 0-7, and you're not getting anywhere, I mean, come on, right? And a lot of this is spearheaded towards when that team moves in the stadium in 27. You want some momentum. You don't want to be the worst team in football moving into a brand-new palace. You don't.
Right.
You don't want that. And it's you're looking that way right now.
You are, and I don't see any signs of getting better either.
No, not at all.
But what do we know? But I'm with like Justin and all of you that are like, I want to be positive. I like again, I said it. I'm tired of talking about how bad they are. But you know, the sad part is like once if they ever get good again, like this is what I would love to see one day. A week where Vandy's undefeated. You know, Titans undefeated. Preds starting off real hot. Nashville SC kicking butt. The sad part is I've been doing I've seen bad for so long.
Right.
I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
So they've got ESPN's got five teams looking to add to their team. And the Colts is one of those. Would you trade Simmons to the Colts for their first round pick?
Now, no, I wouldn't trade him in division.
But once the trade deadline, you're done with the Colts.
Yeah.
You're done.
It's true. But
he'll be going into his eighth year.
Yeah.
You're getting their number one. And can the Colts sustain this? You'd be getting a nice middle round pick.
I want your one. I want your one and I want your three.
Well, if I give you one and five,
I'll take your one and your four.
I ain't doing it.
See ya.
All right.
I don't have to do it. That's the thing. And like, let me also be clear.
You being who?
The Titans.
Okay.
Being clear on this, there's a lot of people, and you're one of them, that are like, "Let's have a fire sale."
Damn
right. I'm not in disagreement. But if you come to my garage sale, and I got a grandfather clock that's worth $5,000, and you offer me $50, I'm gonna tell you to hit the bricks.
Okay.
Like I'm gonna hold to my price, and especially if a division opponent is coming at me and saying like, "Hey, I want Jeffrey Simmons. I'll give you my first." Okay, I'll take the first, but I either want next year's second or this year's third. And they're like, no. I'm like, all right, see ya. Cause I got more leverage. I'll keep him. I'm fine keeping him, but I want the best price for me. I'm not going to give, especially a division opponent. So I'm willing to play hardball on that.
All right. I'd give it up. I'd trade him. Yeah. If you're 0-6, 0-7.
So you would just trade Jeffrey Simmons for the Colts first round pick, which right now is going to be a late first round pick. You would just do that straight up?
Well, I mean, you still got 15 games to show me you got something to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Simmons is playing pretty well. I mean, but is he going to make this team go 12-5 in the playoffs?
No. Okay, I want you to answer this question real quick.
Okay.
Because then we're going to talk some college ball. 0877 says, Nashville is not a serious sports city. It's an entertainment city with sports teams. We've been duped for too long. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I completely disagree.
I do too. I think it's a sports city.
Barry Trotz sitting here for an hour. Did he talk about going hockey-tonking?
No.
What did he talk about? Winning. What it takes to win.
Yeah.
Putting things together. No.
Look, the other thing too – and there was a it's the same texture, you know, saying that, you know, would I say Andrew Brunette freaking sucks like I did with the Titans? I've been hard on Andrew Brunette. No, I haven't said he sucks because I don't think he sucks. I do think he's a good coach. I think that there are things that he needed to change last year that he didn't, and maybe now he is. And the other thing is, I think that Barry has kind of had to learn that he can't build a team that he could coach. He's got to build a team that Andrew Brunette could coach.
Right.
And I feel like maybe it's starting – he's trying to do that. Now, at the end of the day, if they start off 0-5 again, as much as I like Andrew Brunette, he won't be the coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's simple as that. They're going to have to make that change.
Right.
So, but, you know, that's the thing. I do think this is a serious sports city.
Oh, yeah.
And I say that because I think everybody's tired of not having a championship.
Tired. Jim Harbaugh has a saying, and you guys all know this. What's Jim Harbaugh saying? Nobody's got it better than us, right?
Yep. Nobody.
When it comes to the Titans, who's got it worse than them? Panthers? Saints?
I believe this is going to be a topic on DVD later.
Who's got it worse than them? I mean, right now. I mean, who's got – there's nothing on the horizon good for this Titans team right now. I'm telling you. The draft class is okay. Still, it's early. I think Skoronski's good. But the Saints, there's nothing there. Panthers, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
The Giants got some hope. They got Jackson Dart.
Would you take but here's
Abdul Carter? They got some things.
So would you if I said, Joe, you can have the Giants or the Titans right now, which one are you picking?
Giants. All day long.
I think those two teams are a lot more closer to equal than anything else. I would take the Titans over the Saints. I would take the Titans over
the Panthers.
I would take the Titans over the Jets. I would take the Titans over the Browns. I mean, but
that next jump, there's right.
But the Giants, like, I could almost flip a coin.
There are four tiers in football, in NFL, 8, 16, 24, 32. Right now you're in the fourth tier.
Yeah.
You ain't jumping in the 24. You ain't jumping in the third tier.
No.
So there's so much to go right there and see, but you got to win. I mean, just the bottom line is the answers are many. The solution is one. Just win. Win a game and see what happens.
615-737-1025. We'll have more coming in hour number 3 at Ford Ice in Bellevue. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 the game.